You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am Chris Chambers, and I am joined, as per usual, with Andrew Chamberlain of Jericho Road Ministries. What is up, Andrew?
Hey, Chris. How are you today?
Good, man. So we are starting kind of a series that we're doing here from the book Good to Great by Jim Collins. And what we're going to do in this first episode, and again, I'm going to turn it over to you in just a moment, is we're going to kind of take a big picture look at all of the concepts that he kind of uncovered in his book, in his research. And then what we'll do in the episodes ahead is we'll kind of take each one of these concepts individually and kind of have a bigger conversation about each. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, I've mentioned it before, but Jim Collins has been and his work has been a big influence in me. So I'm excited to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to talk today about what they call the flywheel, right? And this actually had a pretty big impact in your life. So talk about that.
Yeah. So this is Andrew Chamberlain's version of this. This is, me. I think I've read this book, I don't know, two or three times. I've heard him speak. So this is me going through this and putting it my terms. So the actual thing of a flywheel, picture a big, massive wheel, 30 feet, page. If you have the book, we'd recommend you to get it. If you don't, but 164, he talks about a metal disc mounted horizontally on an axle, about 30 feet in diameter, 2 feet thick, weighing about 5,000 pounds. So picture this massive wheel, and you're trying to get that thing moving, right? And at the beginning, it takes a lot of hard work to get that thing moving, and it doesn't move very much. But over time and with enough continual effort, because of the size of that wheel, it actually have its own force, and it would start moving itself. And then eventually what? It will be the thing propelling itself versus you having to do the work to push it. So if you can visualize that, I think maybe another way for us Northern people here in Florida, we've all tried to push that snowball. We know it starts out, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, right? So this idea of pushing and how hard it starts, but eventually it gets better. So, and it gets pushing itself. So that's the visual. And then you can put that down in business. So that's kind of an overarching approach. So how do you get your thing going? How do you get your business going? How do you get, what do you have to do? And so we're going to do, I believe, a lot of different episodes to kind of break those points out. Correct?
Yeah. And again, kind of what he does here in this is he tells us, how do you get from that point? Again, it starts out from build up all the way through breakthrough until you get to the point where, again, like you said, the build up, getting that thing just starting to move, and then breakthrough, it's starting to propel all on its own, right? Without as much effort from you. And he really kind of splits that into three categories. He said it starts with having disciplined people. He said then number two, it continues with disciplined thought. And then ultimately it requires disciplined action. And even those are broken down. And again, I think in those individual pieces, that's where we'll have the individual episodes. But what we thought we'd do today is kind of, again, anecdotally with your experience, Andrew, with my experience, just in business in general, and kind of what we've seen, how we've seen this, what this discipline, the people, discipline, thought, discipline, action, and how that's broken down. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to pick up from there. You're right. So the disciplined people, if we look at that, we're going to put this through our lens for just a moment is, let's start with ourselves. You know what I mean? We've had to discipline ourselves. We've had to learn the concept that we'll be breaking down further, not in this episode, but later, is that level five leadership. But we'd be remiss not to say a little, like, you have to, if we're the leaders of our business, if we're the leaders of the organization, right? It has to start with us and being very disciplined in our ability to not only do the work that our business requires of us to do, but also to do the work that gets this business moving on its own. So,
leading from the front, not leading from the back, right? Not simply instructing people what to do, but actually getting out there, this idea of servant leadership, right? As well.
Exactly. I think it's important. Yeah. So let's prior to the episode, we were talking a little bit, and I was hitting on your life just a little. You mentioned like 10 years now, you're getting ready to be serving in this field I think you started your practice in 18. Is that correct? 2018?
Well, the second go around. Yep. 2018. Yep.
Well, yeah. Second go around. So even that's important part. We talked about that before, that first go around, but think about all that time and how hard of a work it was, not only working for somebody else, studying on your own, probably some failures during that time, some successes, but all the information that you've been gathering over the last decade to be where you are now. It takes a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, you could go all the way back to undergrad, and then ultimately law school, right? Just kind of learning the fundamentals of practicing law. And then, like you said, then getting out there and trying my hand at business, at the business of law, and then failing, and then ultimately finding a firm that absolutely helped me, significantly trained me. I was able to specialize, find what I was passionate about. And then, like you said, able to open my own firm in 2018 to where we are today. So absolutely, definitely a lot of discipline required along the way. But again, like you said, a lot of failures as well. Discipline people. And then, you know, go ahead. I'll let you lead here.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because one of the things we hit the school, we hit the different career stuff, you know, from my experience, I remember a big moment for me was for me to be where I am now was I was a janitor for during my college days, and I didn't want that position. I didn't want it, you know, but the humbling aspect that had, that wait a second, why do I think I'm better than this, you know? And the lessons you learned maybe in the seasons you don't even realize are so important and necessary for you. You know, I remember when I was a busboy at Olive Garden and I had this manager that was just so meticulous and how frustrated I got at times. But I remember then, like now, like that guy ran a tight ship and I needed to hear some of those things when he was getting on me, like timeliness and all these different elements. You know, you can even go back further when, you know, you think of yourself maybe growing up and you had a baseball coach or a football coach or whatever, that there was some valuable lesson there. I think the point I'm trying to make is there. Hopefully each one of us have an entire bevy of experiences that we can say, you know what, if we can really learn the lessons that each one of those things, it can develop us to be the leader that we need to be right now for what we're leading. And you talked about leading from the front, you know, it's that idea of like actually not just voicing it out, but actually doing it alongside of different people. And that takes a lot of time, you know, and you know, we talk about being a lifelong learner. That's the reality. We have got a part, but we still got a long ways to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's one side, know, individually.
Yeah. No, yeah, you pointed to, you know, the janitor piece. I remember I was, I served as an intern right out of high school for a church in Brandon, and I was serving as a music intern. I'm coming out of high school, and you know, I was a trumpet player, getting ready to, I was thinking about going and playing in college and all that kind of stuff. Trumpet players are known to be a little bit prideful, arrogant, even. And serving as in this intern role, one of the things I had to do for the whole orchestra for the church is, you know, behind the scenes, I'm going and I'm pulling all the music, I'm making copies, I'm getting it onto the stands, and all those kind of things. And again, like you said, kind of, you know, putting in your place. Listen, this doesn't happen overnight, right? This takes a lot, a concerted effort by a lot of individuals in order to pull this off. And I was just a single piece of that cog, you know, no greater than anyone else. And so, no, that's a good point that you made there for sure.
Yeah. So this is all part of that buildup, and you're not seeing a lot of fruits from this yet because all these things are important. Second, now if you think of your business, you got to have other people around you, you know, and so that's a hard part too. It's a challenging element to get the right people on the bus in the right spots. And let me be honest with everybody. I remember when I first kind of heard that concept, I thought, man, that's a one-time deal. You get it, you're done. But the reality is this, it's an ongoing process because we live in a competitive world and people can move up and move around and do all kinds of different things. So you have to remember that as we're talking about these things, it's not just linear and it happens once and you're done. It's an ongoing, but this is still a part that's very difficult. It is more on that front end. You got to get the right people. You have to have the right things. And without that, you're not going to be able to get this thing moving forward.
Yeah, Andrew, I know, you know, just speaking with you and leading there at Jericho, you know, you mentioned to me a few months ago, this idea of plus hires. Can you kind of expand upon that? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so I break down, this is a Bill Hybels concept. He was the pastor at Willow Creek, so I want to give him credit for this. He broke every hire down with a plus or a minus, and a minus hire was never a bad person, but they were individuals that you have to have on your team that are primarily going to take resources from your organization. Plus hires are people that were going to add resources to your organization. Again, it's not saying the plus are better than the minus, or it was just from a resource standpoint. So learning those types of concepts have been so important to me, especially in the nonprofit world, because a lot of times we can get so passionate about our work that we don't think about how are we going to economically sustain this through different seasons. So early on, I've learned some of the important lessons there of like, I got to get the right people. And I'll give a shout out to our gentleman that's, I'll give two shout outs. We hired two people in the last year, not 21, but count, like a year, 12 month span, that have been what I would call plus hires, that have been absolutely phenomenal, that are so passionate about the work that we do, but also bring the revenue. Drew Jackson and Amanda McCann, they do a phenomenal job. But that was a hard thing to get to those positions and get to those people, finding the right people and what they do. So so that's part of that buildup, getting the right people. I know from your experience, you now have a staff working with you, and it's a different ballgame versus being a sole proprietor. But I would imagine you would say it's worth it, correct?
Absolutely. And finding individuals who are all on the same page. Again, you hear this kind of cliche idea of everybody rowing in the same direction. But again, when you have, I've been in situations where you have individuals who aren't doing that, and it absolutely kind of sucks the life out of your business. It's terrible for morale. So making sure you find individuals who understand what you're doing, are passionate about what you're doing, helps to make sure that that everyone maintains that discipline that we're speaking about. So.
Yeah, and again, let's not lose sight. We're talking about this flywheel. So all these things, if you think linear, you might not be seeing the fruits yet, or it might be a lot of hard work, but the end goal is what? These things will start working to push for you. So we got one more, and then we'll move on to some of the breakthrough elements, but it's that brutal facts. You have to really understand who you are, understand your organization, understand the landscape, understand, in essence, you have to understand it all. That's one of the things I love about Jim Collins, is he's such a research-based individual. It's really challenged me to be that way in the field that I'm working in. And I would imagine for you, it's the same way, because we've shared in some personal conversations there's a lot to know in this field. And, 10 years, it's really helped you learn that field. Even the season that you're in right now, with so many different hearings going on, you're learning so much, but that process. It's a lot of hard work, to study, to learn, to be diligent that way, but it's such a necessary thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, confronting the brutal facts, like you mentioned, and that's, for me, and I've told the story before, so I'm not gonna belabor the point, but when I first went out on my own, again, trying to get this buildup that we're talking about, I was all over the place, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so it was really, really difficult to kind of get any traction. And so when I realizing that fact, okay, that's not going to work. That kind of practice of law is not going to work for me. There's some individuals out there, and man, they're more talented than I, and they can do that. That's not me. For me, I needed to specialize. I needed to have a niche so that I could be absolutely the best in the world at one particular area. And so confronting that was important. Another thing you had mentioned, I was with a firm for 7 years, 2010 to 2017, and making the decision, my wife and I, to leave that firm. Her firm was a really difficult decision. But again, confronting the brutal facts, either we do this, and again, it came down to it, we do it now, or it's never going to happen. And again, very, very difficult decision to make. We're grateful, three plus years out now that's the decision we made. But again, it was a difficult decision during that season, for sure.
Yeah, and I want to share one anecdotal one for us there. We're in the world of nonprofit, and a lot of your funding sources, specifically from grants or federal programs, then we'll have a lot of strings attached, And some of those are fine and some of those aren't. But we had to face down a situation where, like, okay, if we want to take this type of money from this place, then we realize we're going to have to run our organization in a way that they deem appropriate versus the way that we deem appropriate. And that's a big financial decision, you know? But at the end of the day, you have to face those types of decisions of, okay, if I'm going to do this in the way that I really believe is the best way moving forward, that, you know, so again, we're talking about this whole thing of, okay, all the buildup to break through, all the hard work, that it's a lot of effort there. So, you know, hopefully you can, for whoever's listening, you can process that through your piece in your organization. And I think what would be really good is if we do another episode to talk about now the breakthrough parts, because we can stop here. These are the hard ones, and we can really focus in that these are the parts that are going to be really challenging for you. But do the hard underneath work. Become a great leader. You know, we'll talk more about what level 5 leadership looks like according to Jim Collins. Realize, get the right people around you. Make sure you're surrounding yourself. And that's not just building a staff. That may be a mentor. That may be getting some people to speak into your life that can help you. And then really be honest with the landscape that you're in, confronting those brutal facts, as he says, what you got to do, the hard work that it takes, and really spending some time there. Any other final thoughts there, Chris?
Yeah, again, just being our Winning Edge podcast, you know, that first who, then what, you mentioned not just staff, but also the people you have around you. And again, I can tell you that Chambers Law Firm is where it is now in large part due to the Winning Edge and what that chapter has done in the individuals, friendships that we have built has allowed us to do. So definitely there's a lot of components there. So I thought that was a good point there. But yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll stop here. And this is right in the middle of that second major point, you know, discipline thought. And we'll go ahead and, you know, do a second episode on the breakthrough at a later date.
Yeah. Thanks. Good. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you listening to the Winning Edge podcast. See you, Andrew.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!